It's Big Jim's house. What would you do Wednesday?
Hey, good morning. 732, 34 degrees. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, Jake the intern, everybody here this morning. So we're talking about someone getting married. November, is that right? They're getting married November this year?
Yep, she started putting her guest list together with her fiancé, and he put his two ex-girlfriends on the list. She's upset about it. She asked him why, and he says, because we're still friendly and they're happy for me. But both of these women are still single. They constantly text and call him.
Right. So they're still connected. We have audio from the woman, actually.
Not the day.
She went on to say that she's been with her fiancé for 2 years, and she thinks he needs to put them in the past and move on. She's unhappy with him for putting their names on the list. He says it's no big deal. She's like, am I being crazy, or do you think I'm being fair?
Okay, before we... 248-398-WCSX, the history of any relationship, is anything good after happen after a guy goes, it's no big deal, right?
No.
You're done, as soon as you say that. Now, you and I were talking about this in the studio just a couple minutes ago. To me, it's your big day with this woman, with this person. If something doesn't, if something bothers them, it ain't part of the wedding. If she says to you, I don't feel comfortable with these two women there, later, they're not on the list. I don't even know why this is a thing. I mean, this guy, like, if you're marrying her, you are actually saying you're going to make her happy, right? That's like in the vows.
Yeah, that's what it's about.
Make each other happy. If you're not willing to do that at the beginning of the relationship, where the hell are you going to be in 5 years? Seriously. I mean, where are you going to be in 5 years? That's just my deep thought of the day. I'll be on Dr. Phil at 3.
I agree with you 100%.
Well, I got that on tape.
No, yeah. I agree with you in that regard. But my question is, and this, maybe it's just me thinking this is inappropriate, but if these women are single and you dated them and they haven't moved on, why are you still talking to them?
Oh. Well, yeah. And are they trolling at the wedding? 248-398-WCSX. Lisa, St. Clair Shores, go ahead.
I think it's perfectly okay as long as it's okay with both parties. I was married 16 years ago, and I had 8 exes at my wedding.
Seriously?
Seriously, I had one sing at the ceremony. But and my husband was perfectly okay with it.
But, like, did your husband know your exes and had your exes moved on with their lives?
Oh, absolutely. Some of them were married. Some were engaged. We were all just on a friendly basis.
Well, like Aaron
and
was
I
saying.
I think if you're getting married and there's nothing to be concerned about, why should you be jealous?
Well, Lisa, though, the one point that Aaron brought up, though, was, like, this person is still talking to these two women who are not married. Who are still single, still looking for someone.
But he's marrying her.
All right, Lisa. Good call. Thanks for calling us this morning. We appreciate you listening.
Thank you.